legendary Frank Catalano right there, who is in studio with us right now. Frank Catalano, one of the great saxophone players in the world.
Mm-hmm.
In the world. Legendary player. When he was 8 years old. Wait, how old were you really when you first hit the stage?
Probably more like 12. Or
12. I'm psyched. Sue me for
Slacker.
4 years,
what took you so long, Frank? Come on.
It has played with some of the most important jazz musicians mm-hmm. of all times. And if you know people who are cool jazz cats, and we used to have an executive producer who was a cool jazz cat.
That's true.
And we would mention Frank's name to Jocko, who, you know, just had one of those names that was also a cool jazz
His beret name. Would slip off his head. He'd get so excited.
His beret actually would start to spin on the top of his head. He would be so excited when Frank Catalano was going to come in. And people who are in the jazz industry, that's, you know, this is, it's wild when I say that we become friends. They're like, what? Frank Catalano? I want to just mention this first. The People's Music School's Big Night, You Belong Here, is tomorrow night at Morgan Manufacturing, 401 North Morgan, which is a great venue.
Yeah.
It's really, really cool. And peoplesmusicschool.org, and explain what that does.
Well, basically, I started volunteering there a few years ago. My cousin was going there, and they're a wonderful free music school. Truly, I can't say enough about it. I become good friends with Jennifer and Bree and Carolyn and everyone there, and the kids are amazing, and they teach all types of music, and it's just an amazing place. So I can't, you know, say enough good things about them, but I know their website is peoplesmusicschool.org, and tomorrow is their annual fundraiser, and I just found out that it's sold out, so that's a nice thing.
Nice.
All right, so forget what I just said.
We're going to take credit for that. Yeah, that's how we do it here, Frank. We pre-sold out before we even appeared.
Which is good, but yeah, please go to their website and support them in any way, because mm-hmm. they're awesome.
And it is really cool, because you know, now there have been two Oscar-nominated sort of cool jazz cat movies, right, over the last 3 years. La La Land, right, which mm-hmm. was all about sort of bringing back jazz and what, you know, what is it all mm-hmm. about, yeah. And now Green Book, right? Same sort of concept.
Yeah, in both movies, and music being the central, you know, force in these films, which
and
is
Whiplash
really cool.
as well.
And Whiplash, right, and Whiplash.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah, so in the last 5 years.
That's a great point.
Is it all on you, Frank? Yeah. Did you do all of this?
I wish I could take any credit for any of that, but zero credit, definitely. Wasn't my doing.
Isn't it amazing though how like that it's sort of in people's soul to come to jazz, right? Because it replicates. There's, you know, young people in every generation find their way to these shows. It's not just like a music genre that's kind of, you know, getting older. People always find a way into it because of the improv.
I definitely think it's the improv, and especially as a performer, it's just so invigorating, and you just don't know how a show is going to go. You could do the same song 1,000 times, and it's going to be different every time, which is so exciting, as opposed to maybe other types of music where it has to be exactly the same way every time. The freedom of jazz is just, it's so fun to listen to, and it's so fun to play.
And over 150 shows a year, Frank does. But you also have a residency in New York, too, don't you?
Yeah, I have the Birdland,
Birdland.
In New York, which mm-hmm. is wonderful. I'm doing 4 shows there next month. I just flew back from New York because it was my birthday on Tuesday, and I was coming back to celebrate, but I ended up spending most of the day at LaGuardia and on an airplane, and I think I got back at about 11 p.m., so this is going to be birthday week going forward.
Good for you.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. You know, it's Steve Cochran's birthday today, and he did not let anybody forget.
Okay.
So just
that's the way it goes here.
It's a Pisces thing, maybe. Too.
Maybe it is.
Maybe it is. I don't know. There's just something about that. All right, let's do this. Why don't you, you want to do a number for us now?
Sure.
And then we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more, and we'll do one more.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's live music because it's a Thursday.
Nice.
And we might as well have live music on a Thursday and a Friday, too. Why should we stop at this? Here you go. The great Frank Catalano. You might be familiar with that particular. I'd like to say that it went super fast, but you stop and you think about how much. You're just making choices there that they just come to you. I mean, how does that work? Because have you ever played that the same way twice?
Never. And that's kind of what we were talking about a minute ago. And that was John Coltrane's impressions as the framework. But every time I play it, it's different. You can play it different tempos. You can play it fast. You can play it slower. But then keeping the form and doing different things within the form keeps it really fun. So
wow.
That was awesome.
How does one have that kind of talent? You know, there's an amazing story about you, too. I don't think we've ever told on this show is that now you're a saxophonist, right? Mm. So saxophonist, it's really helpful to have 10 fingers as a saxophonist. I mean, it's not 100% necessary, but if you're going to be a legendary top five of all times jazz saxophonist, which you are, Hall of Famer, you got to have 10. And you had, when you were 16 years old, you lost one of your fingers. In a full kind of almost Rahm Emanuel kind of way.
It was really bad, but yeah, my right middle finger got sucked off, basically. It wasn't just ripped off, it was just like snagged off by a generator belt from my Volkswagen Beetle. And I had just started driving, and I should have known better than to shut the engine off, but I didn't, and it was brutal. And but luckily,
but you still have it. How did that happen?
They reattached it.
They found the original one.
Well, luckily it was cold in winter in Chicago, and gloves on. So they found the glove, and the finger was still in the glove.
Good news.
Wow.
But when I, took the glove off my hand, the finger stayed in the glove.
Oh, man.
So it wasn't like...
Oh, hell no!
I've had a lot of friends that said, okay, yeah, I had a hand injury here and there. But, like, no, this was completely off, It wasn't, like, just kind of off. It was completely off. So then they took some parts from behind my thumb here and reconstructed it, and it works great. So I'm not complaining
Incredible.
At all.
I think it does work great. We can't confirm that, Frank. ten of them work very well.
If you had worn those Rocky gloves with no fingers that day, Frank, things would have been very different.
Right. I'm glad that wasn't my Christmas present for the year were the Rocky gloves. It was full-on leather gloves.
Thank goodness, yeah.
Wow. I am never going to wear those Rocky gloves again now that I've heard that
story. Rose the fingerless glove guy.
Yeah. I got made fun of for that. Oh, my God. All right, Frank, one more song from Frank Catalano coming up. But first, Andre, what's coming up in the newsroom?
Well,
top of the hour.
The Tornado Watch has been canceled, but that doesn't mean we're out of the woods just yet.
All right, Frank Catalano's with us, jazz master, saxophone player. To me, the greatest instrument, the greatest of all of the brass instruments is the saxophone, without question. It's very, it is hard to get right. A lot of people try it. But to make it really do what you make it do, Frank, there's nothing quite like it.
Well, it definitely takes a lot of time and practice. that's for sure.
Yeah, that is. And Frank's going to join us. You just mentioned Harry Carey.
He's going to be
young
there.
Man.
Yeah,
Frank's going to come out and he's going to play a version of Take Me Out to the Ball Game like you've never heard before
right.
in your life.
Cool.
Very awesome. Cool.
Yeah, because that's it. Everything Frank does, this is the important thing. If you are a jazz master, as Frank is, no two performances are ever the same. They're like fingerprints, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So we'll just see that. And that's cool. People's berets will be spinning around that night,
well,
too.
It's perfect for the Prohibition thing, because back in the day, that was always the saxophonist would run away with the gangster's mall. in the middle of the debt, and then nothing good would happen.
And the saxophone case was very good for hiding the Tommy gun.
Yes,
because it fits almost exactly perfectly into it.
Clark Street.
I mean, definitely, I think every time I go through airport security, they're not sure what's happening inside this case.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure that's true. Yeah. I swear to God, I am in the Jazz Hall of Fame! Yeah.
Frank right. Catalano with the suitcase here. All right.
Yeah. All right, what do you want to play for us?
I think a pretty jazz standard. How about Our Love's Here to Stay? One of my favorite Richmond songs.
Take it away. Frank Catalano.